Did you find anything weird or really different that was difficult to adjust to?
Actually, I didn't feel any differences. Like, there are some differences, but I didn't feel any difficulty in the UK. For me, it was much easier to live in there than live in Japan.
Why is that?
Because it's many people don't care what I wear. Like, in here, if I wear, like, smart dress.
Yeah, smart, you mean like a fitting dress? A form-fitting dress? You mean like a tight dress? What do you mean by a smart
like
dress?
Formal dress. A formal dress. Not a casual one. Like, more like a suit.
Ah, okay. Oh, I see what you mean. So, like, formal sounds like you're going to a dance, or you're wearing an evening wear. I know what you mean. Formal. No, I wouldn't say formal wear. I know what you mean. Yeah, it's not formal. Go on. Okay, so you're wearing a nice dress.
Yeah, and then if I was in Japan, many people say, "Why are you wearing it? Mm-hmm. Is there any important meeting or something like that?" Mm-hmm. But when I was in the UK, nobody asked me that kind of question. So it was free. People don't care what I wear, so it was good for me. Mm-hmm. And in Cardiff, people were really lovely, so I liked it. But when I went to Oxford or London, people were a bit rude, not rude, but
cold,
I think.
Can you, do you have a story to tell about that? Like what makes you, what reminds you that London people are different from people in Cardiff?
When I was walking with my suitcase in Cardiff, almost every time, many people helps me to carry it. But in London, nobody helps me, of course, but it's like in Japan, I think not many people help the other, but in Cardiff, they are so lovely. So